think we were very quiet on it. We knew that the country had no money, so there wasn't much point in pestering governments for what they didn't have. Now they're claiming that we're on an upturn and we see money being spent in marine development here and there, and we want to get our project back on the road again.
The assertion was, when this was first mooted, that the works on Greencastle were vital both from a development point of view and also from a safety point of view. That remains the case?
It does, yes. Even more so now, that the breakwater that was partially built still does not shelter the entrance to the harbour. So the prevailing bad wind for us would be the one that comes straight down the loch from Derry and has the full force of coming in the harbour. That still happens because the breakwater isn't out far enough yet. Problem with the boats, no, too many boats in the harbour at one time, particularly in bad weather. Again, that is still the case. And we have the other problem of silting. There's been no dredging done.
The public meeting taking place in April, this is going to be an important discussion involving the whole community in Greencastle.
It is, yeah. We've started things and never finished them. And it's to give the community a picture of what's actually going on. A lot of it now is going to be mixed up with Brexit and things like that. So we want to get a single message across that we're still after a safe harbour in Greencastle.